Good morning, everybody. Actually, it's about afternoon now. So this morning I had the honor of being able to serve some of our church at Tulsa Fair Meadows. Many of you don't know, but I'm the chaplain's wife. Tommy is the chaplain at Will Rogers Downs Claremore and at Tulsa Fair Meadows, both of the horse racing tracks. But today we had some barbecue sandwiches and things like that that we served on the backside today. Left over from the horseman's dinner that a lot of those people did not get to attend because of the time frame we had it in. So today I got to go deliver sandwiches and chips and, you know, say hi to everybody on the backside. It was a privilege because this is really the first time in 12 years that I've been able to really step up and get to do something. Most of the time it's Tommy. He does it all. Rick, our president, does some, you know, just mainly it's all on Tommy's shoulders. Just because he's the one there and that's his quote unquote job. We both take it as a privilege, but I haven't been able to serve as much. But today, as I was leaving, you know, the Lord just kind of prompted my heart about being a shepherd, about being a good shepherd. And that is something that, he wants every pastor and person to do, whether you're the shepherd of your home or you're the shepherd of a church or you're the shepherd of a football team or whatever it is that you're doing. He wants you to be a good shepherd. He wants you to lead. And to be a good leader, you have to be a good servant. Leaders are not ones that just sit around and give orders all the time. A leader is someone who serves and loves on their people, loves on the people that are around them. And today I got to do that some. I got to, even if it was just handing out sandwiches, I just got to say, here, you know you're hungry and I know you just got done working, but here's a sandwich. You don't have to go buy lunch today, you know. So I think that what the Lord was really pressing on my heart is to be a good shepherd. You got to love your people. You got to kind of, you know, just like your family, you got to do for them. You got to stick yourself out there. You got to shepherd them. You got to love them. And I think that's kind of where the Lord was showing me today, is just to be a servant. You know, we can all sit on our high horse and poke and prod and tell and do and dictate and all that. But true shepherding is to be a servant, is to make sure that they're healthy, to make sure that they're safe, to make sure that they're loved. You know, all the things that go into protecting a flock. So I would encourage you today, if you are maybe being a little too dictatorial, I don't know if that's a word, but if it is, I just made it, to step back and maybe see where you can serve. I'm not saying to be a placement. I'm not saying that you should just take whatever, but I'm definitely saying you need to love your people and serve them. So Father, I just lift up all my friends today, Lord, and I ask that you would give us a servant's heart. Lord, you are the ultimate servant. You gave your life for us. You did for us when we could not do for ourselves. So Lord, we thank you for that, Lord, and I pray that you would place that need and that love in our heart to serve others. Lord, I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' name, y'all have a great day. Bye.